In our lesson yesterday, we dealt with verse 9 of chapter 1 of the book of James. Today, we're going to be speaking about verse 10 and 11. Verse 9 speaks about the brother of low degree, and that he should rejoice when he is exalted. When the poor has been lifted from the dust, and the beggar has been lifted from the dunghill, and set among princes, it's reason enough to rejoice. It's reason enough to give God the glory. We see in verse 10 that James says, "But the rich, in that he is made low, because as the flower of the grass, he shall pass away." The only true joy for the rich is that he is made low. This humiliation is the reprioritizing of the values that come to a rich man when he follows Christ. The rich man who remains a disciple soon learns what Jesus taught. A man's life consists not in the abundance of the things which he possesses. The life is more than meat, and the body is more than clothes. James illustrates the short-term security of all human resources with that familiar biblical figure, the flower of the grass. "And so shall the rich man fade in his way." This expression implies that the rich man referred to is the ungodly rich man who trusted in his riches. Jesus spoke of one in Luke chapter 12. He spoke of the rich man who had sought riches but had not sought after God. The rich man had torn down his old barns and had built bigger barns in order to house his bumper crop that year. God had blessed his fields and they had brought forth much more than he expected. So he built bigger barns and laid down to rest. And he said to himself, "So take your rest, for you have laid up for yourself many things for the future." But God said of him, "Thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then whom shall these things be which you have provided?" So is he, Jesus says, that lays up treasures for himself and is not rich towards God. Jesus went on to say that life is more than meat, and the body is more than clothes. "Consider the ravens," Jesus said. "They don't neither sow nor reap, which neither have storehouses or barns, and God feeds them. How much more are you better than the fowls?" And then the preacher from Proverbs says, "Labor not to be rich. Cease from your own understanding. The rich man is wise in his own conceit, but the poor man that has understanding searches him out." Jesus again in Luke chapter 6 says, "But woe unto you that are rich, for you have your consolation." And in Mark chapter 10, Jesus said, "It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into heaven." When his listeners heard this, they thought, "Then who can go to heaven?" Jesus answered in verse 27 and said, "With this is impossible with a man. To make a camel go through the eye of a needle with man is impossible. But it is not impossible for God. For with God, all things are possible." We should never envy the prosperous, like Asaph did in Psalm 72. He said, "My feet were almost gone, and my steps had well nigh slipped, because I was envious at the foolish when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. They have more than their hearts could wish. They increase in riches. For all the day long I have been plagued and chastened every morning. When I thought on this, it became too painful for me until I went into the sanctuary of God. Then understood I therein. Thou hast set them in slippery places. Thou cast them down into destruction. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.